Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has within the nature of man, Allah ta'ala has instilled the love of sweet taste. Allah ta'ala has instilled this into our fitrah, into our habits, into our natural traits. And sweet taste or good taste is such that if a person speaks good for somebody, then it doesn't matter how bad the enmity or how old is the enmity, that will change into love. And there are many events like this where a few words of love or sweet talk, you can say, it brings and bonds the relationships. And if somebody speaks bad or ill of somebody, doesn't matter how long the friendship has been in existence, but the enmity will start. So Allah Ta'ala has within sweet talk or sweet things put enjoyment. So it's in our nature that we love good things, sweet things. And we prefer those things. We see in our everyday lives. I can give you a simple example, a normal example, where, for example, you're invited somewhere for a meal, for some food or a feast. And if a lot of dishes or meals are put onto the food mat, onto the dastarkhwan, all different types of food and dishes, but after eating, if the person is just looking around, not satisfied, seeking something, and as long as it does not, the sweet dish like the gajar halwa is not put onto the food mat, or any other sweet or halwa sharif, for example, if that's not presented, then the person doesn't move, he doesn't leave. He said, I'm not enjoying myself, I've not had the icing on the cake, for example. This is fitrah of a person. But he's eaten everything, he's eaten food, he's had all the courses offered to him, but his heart feels to eat something sweet. And if a person doesn't get the sweet dish at the end, he doesn't move. I remember something, it's like an event that had to go to a family invitation, to a dinner. And I'm just talking about fitrah, nature, how Allah Ta'ala's fitrah works on a person and how he carries out the action. So there was the feast and everyone was there, there were other people there. But when we sat down, the same thing, there wasn't no enjoyment within the menu. So everyone was looking towards each other. Okay, let's get up, wash the hands to begin. And there was a child there, 3 years old, very young, and he used to speak, like his own broken language. And Allah Ta'ala knew what was in our hearts, and Allah Ta'ala revealed that through the child's talk. So the child said, Uncle, halwa is coming. So when we got up, we sat down again. We were about to get up to wash our hands after the meal, and subhanAllah, halwa was coming. After that, then we looked towards each other, then we're about to get up again. Then the child said, Uncle, halwa is coming, halwa. Then we sat down again. And he said that 3-4 times. And the person who was the host, he understood the situation was a bit hard and he was about to swear. And he couldn't even say anything to the child. He said, oh, I made a mistake. Sorry for this. That what the child is saying is wrong. We didn't make the sweet dish and we ask your forgiveness. Anyway, then the subject matter changed and that was the end of the story. But I remember this example. So there's a weak point within everybody. Rather, I saw one person. MashaAllah, he was put a box of sweet barfi down. And I said, Hazrat, that as long as I know, you've got diabetes, haven't you? And you've got a lot of diabetes. It's quite bad, your situation. He said, no, Hazrat, this is not the situation. This is sugar-free barfi, he said. So this is the weak point of a person. That person's got diabetes or pain, he's ill, but he wants that sweet. And then he said, oh no, sugar-free. So Allah Ta'ala has instilled, as I said, the desire, the love towards good things, sweet talk or sweet food, good things, positive things. And Allah Ta'ala knows best about our fitrah, about our nature. So Allah Ta'ala says that, look, in the universe, in the creation, we have the trees and beautiful leaves off the branches, and we have fruits like mangoes and oranges and apples, and we have grapevines and mangoes, very tasty, delicious mangoes. So how Allah Ta'ala has created such sweet tasting foods, and this is the weak point of everyone. Rather, so one person with regards to mangoes, in the hot weather it's very sweet, and when it touches the mouth, and when it doesn't go through the mouth, and until you don't get to the seed, you don't move your mouth from the mango. You keep your mouth fixed to the mango until everything, all of the fruit has been consumed and the seed comes to the teeth. Because Allah Ta'ala has put the desire for sweet things. Let's take a bit of honey. Honey, when you taste honey, you feel the beautiful taste, the sweet taste of honey. So I said, Allah Ta'ala is according to our fitrah, our nature, Allah Ta'ala has prepared the things for us in the world. Allah Ta'ala knows that my servant, he will give everything for sweet things. That's why Allah Ta'ala has instilled it in our fitrah, that we like sweet things, sweet food, sweet talk, sweet manners, sweet movement, everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared such for his insan, for his human being. Subhanallah. There's such a fruit, if we take, that there's no other fruit that can be like this. Nobody can make the food like halwa. No factory can make the sweet like this. This is the greatest, greater than honey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for insan, for the human being. And that is such a fruit that you will see sometimes that the honey bee, if it goes into the honey, it will die, it won't come out of there. It will come out of there. It loves it so much, it will be finished sitting on there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something higher standard than that honey for us. Allah ta'ala has made a fruit. What is that fruit? It is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the taste of Allah ta'ala's name, nothing, nobody can reach to that, because the fitrah of man, Allah ta'ala has made it according to our fitrah, because we like sweet tasting, good things, effective things. Because when you taste the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the effect of it, Allah ta'ala says, when you seek sweet things and good things, inshallah, you will reach to my name. And then when you touch or you come across the effect, the impact of Allah's name, just like the honeybee, if it comes across real honey that it's produced itself, then it won't leave there. In the same way, a person who comes across the name of Allah in its real form, with its impact, he will never leave there. He'll go in a majlis where there's a gathering of dhikr, where there's no dhikr gathering, and say, oh, I didn't enjoy myself. Oh, there was a lot of nasheeds, but there wasn't the name of Allah. And you will go to a majlis for hours, people will talk. And if 5 minutes or even 3 minutes, if someone does dhikr, then his heart is full of happiness and peace. You will see this, that you are, mashallah, people who say the name of Allah. What can I tell you about the taste of Allah's name? It is such a beautiful taste and enjoyment. And, you know, that's not why we come for nothing, is it, to dhikr? We all come to fulfill our desire. And, for example, Allah Ta'ala says, that forget about diabetes and other illnesses. Here, we come to solve the issues with the dhikr we do. And so the person who doesn't do dhikr, he's like a diabetic spiritually. He needs the solution. Otherwise, everyone who's healthy, he would like the fruit. He would like the sweet tasting things. He can never leave the dhikr of Allah. Never. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, somebody came into his company. He was a great wali of Allah, great sheikh. And he said that Hazrat, because the walis of Allah, when you visit a sheikh, a wali of Allah, you don't speak about business or transactions. And this person came to see Hazrat Thanvi Ramdarian, and he was crying. And Hazrat Thanvi said, why are you crying? He said, what can I say to you? I don't feel like saying it, but I have to say it. My tongue doesn't stop. He said that when I recite the name of Allah, Hazrat, sheikh, then my mouth gets so sweet like honey. He said, I swear by Allah, my mouth becomes sweet like honey, Hazrat. And he just said it once, but he said it twice. He presented and communicated the truth. He said, I swear by Allah, my mouth becomes so sweet. And subhanAllah. And Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah obviously was on the same boat, on the same journey. When he heard this, he didn't give no answer, but the tears came out of his eyes as well, and he started to cry. And in hal, this is the meaning, that my brother, I thought I was alone, but now, mashallah, you also, my colleague, and both will consume that beautiful taste of Allah Ta'ala's name. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared this for insan, for the human being. Hazrat Mulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi was a great wali of Allah, great personality, great rank. And in one poem, in one couplet, he praised Allah Ta'ala greatly, immensely. He said, when I mention the name of Allah, this is a Persian couplet, a Persian verse, poem. He said, when Mulana Rumi rahmatullah said, when I recite the name of Allah, when I mention the name of Allah, then my condition becomes such that every single atom and particle of my body becomes like an ocean of honey. Every hair every particle, every atom, every molecule of mine immerses into the name of Allah. It becomes like an ocean of honey, so sweet taste. And Hazrat Mulana Rumi in Hamdali wasn't lying. He wasn't saying something incorrect. He was presenting the reality of what was his condition. The walis of Allah, they present something nicely, easy to understand, so that people realize that this is the effect of Allah Ta'ala's name, for which I've given you permission to recite Allah's name. So everyone has their rank and status and understanding. And in Sharh Muslim, Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah said that it's not surprise that a person, when he says the name of Allah, that it becomes like honey, like it becomes the ocean of honey, or his mouth becomes sweet as honey. This is nothing surprising. The reason for this is that when a sweet thing is put into water, then the water becomes tasty. When you drink it, it goes through your mouth into and you taste it. So the name of Allah directly goes onto the heart. And when the heart, when it penetrates the heart, then the sweetness of Allah's name is so great that forget about the tongue, it goes into the heart. It's on your tongue, isn't it? On the tip of your tongue, the taste of it. So there's nothing surprising about this. It's in Sharh Muslim. So this is reality. And the person whose mouth is not coming sweet, then there's a reason for that. He's not benefiting properly as he should be. But Allah Ta'ala has put the sweetness in his name, the effect, the impact in his name. So this is the name of Allah, my friends. And how Allah Ta'ala has instilled power and impact and benefit in this name. This is not a small thing that we're reciting Allah's name. We're remembering Allah. Ask those people whose examples I'm presenting to you. These great personalities, our pious predecessors who did dhikr all night long, who remembered Allah all the time. So it's not surprising to hear the benefit that they got. Allah Ta'ala has put such an impact in His name that it cuts through the person's taste and enjoyment. It goes through and it penetrates his heart. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala has said that the dhikr of Allah, تَتْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that the person's heart, it attains peace and satisfaction. It becomes content due to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. And this is the clear reason that when, how, why, that when we have fikr, when we spend time and make effort, then dhikr makes a person totally detached from the worries of life. When in the heart Allah Ta'ala's name comes into the heart, it's so sweet that all the worries of life, they turn into sweet taste and to good thoughts, good regards, and that fikr disappears. It doesn't stay as worry. It changes into sweet taste, and the fear it comes out. Alladhina tatma'inna qulubihim bi dhikrillah. That is why dhikr of Allah removes all the worry and distress and issues and problems from the heart of a person, and he attains sukoon, sakina, peace. So you know, like we say dessert, sweet dish at the end of the meal, alongside. So we say dessert. Yeah. So a point came into my mind. A beautiful point, that desert and dessert, that where is the desert and where is the sweet taste? Yeah, desert, dessert, similar kind of spelling. So what's the similarity here? So dessert and desert. So the reality here, Allahu Akbar, that when I paid attention to this, this is totally right. It's according to the hadith that Allah Ta'ala said that naturally Allah Ta'ala has kept the name of this thing desert, the sweet dish, and this is desert, where there's nothing and barren. Why? Because the reality is when a person consumes the name of Allah Ta'ala, then he doesn't run after the dunya. He runs to the desert. He runs to the wilderness. He runs out away from the glamour, the glitter, the glow, and all the noise and the glamour. The people who love Allah, they run away from the noise. They like the life of isolation, seclusion, and they like to stay away from the noise and bad things. So that's because they've consumed the beautiful taste of the name of Allah, and they leave the noise and go towards the wilderness. And this is the reality, that the dhikr of Allah, that do so much dhikr that people call you, you can say, madly in love with the dhikr of Allah. This is the beautiful tashri of the hadith, that do so much dhikr. This is a hadith, the meaning of the hadith, that do so much dhikr that people say you're crazy, you're mad. So dunya is not what invites a person. When is invited by a person, when he does dhikr, he goes out into the wilderness, isolation, on his own. Dhikr of Allah is sweet in taste and beneficial. So if I give you this sweet, then eat this, consume this every day. After your, just like after eating food, we want to have a sweet dish at the end. So the Quran says this is what, pray salah. After salah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After hajj or during hajj, do what? Dhikr of Allah. When you keep fast, whilst you're fasting, Do dhikr of Allah. So that's why today I will present to you and remind you of the sweet dish of dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. So Ramadan will come and all the food we will consume, the fasting and the ibadat, we have to top them up, the icing on the cake, with the dhikr of Allah. Do dhikr of Allah kathir and kathir in abundance. So we'll pray salah, we'll do nawafil, voluntary deeds, taraweeh, we'll recite Quran. And all of these are good dishes. But as long as there's no taste in the ibadat, then there should be a sweet dish to give that sweet taste. So prepare yourself spiritually, physically, do dhikr of Allah, Ramadan's coming. Remember Allah in abundance, in high quantities. Don't say, oh, I've prayed nafil, this much Quran and taraweeh, and I have to do dhikr. No. No. Come to Masjid Zakariya, Zakariya Masjid, and you won't get no moment that you won't see during the day dhikr being done in congregation. Inshallah, there'll be dhikr in the morning, after Isha there'll be dhikr after Dhuhr, because we are used to and habitual in consuming the Swedish. So either you can give me the halwa, Allah Ta'ala gives halwa, and we will also eat ourselves. So take the sweet dish, benefit from the name of Allah. Otherwise, what will I say? If you don't do dhikr, then I will say that you are the diabetic person. What's the point of sitting with a person who's got the disease, illness? He cannot eat sweet himself and he doesn't let you eat yourself. So the person who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah will say he's diabetic. Don't sit with them. There's no point, because he himself doesn't eat sweet, he doesn't like sweet, and he doesn't feed it to other people. So you're the patient, diabetic patient. It's not good to be with the diabetic patient because you can't get the sweet dish yourself. So may Allah give us tawfiq and the habit and the desire to do dhikr of Allah, recite Durood Sharif.